Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Philippians in the New Testament, chapter 4, beginning at verse 8, and also a passage out of the New Testament in the book of Hebrews. But first, out of Philippians, chapter 4. It's the Apostle Paul writing, and he says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things which are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you." And out of the book of Hebrews in chapter 11 at verse 1, and we're not sure who wrote this. It could be very likely the Apostle Paul, but we're not sure. But it says this: "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." American novelist Henry James once said, "Be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact." Well, I don't know whether or not Henry James was a teacher, a coach, or any number of other similar roles with opportunities to impact the lives of others like those, but whatever he was, that attitude would have worked well for him and his students and players. In the passage of Scripture in Philippians that we read a moment ago, the Apostle Paul is talking to us about where we should focus our thoughts in the midst of our journey through life. He says to fix our thoughts on what is excellent and worthy of praise, on what is true and honorable, and ends with this: "Then the peace of God will be with you." Studies have proven that we tend to instinctively move in the direction of what our minds focus on and what we believe will happen next and beyond that. As you may know, we're about to move into the 2019 Major League Baseball playoffs headed to the World Series. In 1951, the New York Giants, now the San Francisco Giants, and the Brooklyn Dodgers, now the Los Angeles Dodgers, played in a one-game playoff to see which team would represent the National League in the World Series. In the last at-bat of the game, Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher Ralph Branca delivered the fateful pitch that Bobby Thompson hit for a home run to give the New York Giants the pennant and a spot in the World Series, a home run that became known as the shot heard round the world. Well, legend has it that the final words spoken to Ralph Branca in a meeting on the mound with his manager and catcher just before Branca made that fateful pitch to Thompson were something along the lines of, "Whatever you do, Ralph, don't throw it up and in." Well, guess what? I'll leave it to you to think for a moment where the next pitch which Ralph Branca threw to Bobby Thompson was located. You're right. Right in that sweet spot for Bobby Thompson, up and in. It was the last thought Branca had before he made the pitch. What are your thoughts as you look to throw your life into the next day? What are your expectations for the rest of your today and your tomorrows? We talked last week of embracing what's next in life with an attitude of victory, an attitude of hope. The Apostle Paul reminded us that no matter what happens, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. He reminded us that no matter what our day was like or how many home runs we gave up, God is always at work for the good of those who love him. So here we are. The weekend is over. Many of us are back into the usual grind of each day of the week. The break is over, and whatever rest we were supposed to get to rejuvenate us, well, we could probably use just a little bit more. It's a new day and a new week, and yet I'll bet we have enough stuff before us to keep us so busy that we may not experience any joy during the week. Deadlines loom before us. The sky seems a bit cloudy. The job you loved has ended. Uncertainty lies ahead. We're a little bit short of energy, tired. Our finances are at a standstill or worse. The political landscape, well, you see it every day. It's still locked in what seem to be ideological battles. We're into extra innings, and we're running out of options. But then there's Paul's perspective and approach to life. Fix your eyes on what is good, he says. Fix your eyes on his hope, and the peace of God will be with you. I don't know what his day was like when Paul penned the words I read above to the church at Philippi, to his fellow strugglers and Christ followers. He wrote those verses 3 to 5 years after he was inspired to write the book of Romans that we read from last week. And we know that he was under house arrest at the time, chained all day long to a Roman guard. Think about that. Yet his approach, even in that setting, towards his life always seemed to be the same. No matter the day, no matter what he faced, no matter where he found himself, while others allowed their days to be controlled by the troubles of the day, something we may find ourselves doing at times, Paul points us to a better way to face what is before us when he encourages us to fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Think about writing that in a jail cell. That's what he wrote, and that's what he tells us to do. Even in the last inning of a playoff game, facing their best hitter, you wonder? Even starting the week out on a Monday again? Or standing in the middle of the day, seemingly without options? And the answer is yes. With Paul's approach, we may be surprised at how our perspective changes. We may be surprised by the new perspective we have toward what we face in the days and the weeks to follow. And the writer of Hebrews reminds us to have faith, a faith that is the assurance of things hoped for. There's a story that I've shared with some of you before of a ship that had sailed from the Orient on a long voyage around South America in an area that was new and unfamiliar to the captain and the crew. And as a result, they had misjudged their needed supply of fresh water, and so somewhere off the coast of South America, they ran out of fresh water to drink. So when a passing ship was spotted, the captain of the distress vessel had a signalman signal to the passing ship, "Can you share your water?" And the response came back, "Dip where you are." The distressed captain became irritated and repeated his request, but again the response came back, "Dip where you are." So, without much option, a bucket and rope were rigged together, and the captain had the crew lower it down into the salty ocean. When they lifted up the bucket of water, and the captain put his finger into it and touched his finger to his tongue, to his amazement he found that the water was sweet, fresh water. What he hadn't known was that they were in the center of a mile-wide current where the Amazon River was still making its surging rush out into the sea. It's Tuesday, and tomorrow is Wednesday. And then, well, it really doesn't matter what day it is, does it? What matters is that today is a day where we can find hope for living and facing whatever we're going through right where we are. Just like the hope-filled day for that crew in their moment of finding fresh water in the middle of a salt-filled ocean, the hope that the God who loves us is always providing for you and for me. What are you facing today? Bases loaded with the cleanup hitter in the batter's box? Maybe you feel you're falling short. As you get ready for the next pitch, what's on your mind? What will your perspective be for the rest of today? What will your focus be for the days ahead? When something happens you didn't expect, what will be your view of and for the rest of that day and the rest of your life? Why not look within? Why not let that view toward it all be the view of the hope Paul talks about, the hope of the life-giving fresh water that is always bubbling within you, around you and under you, in the person of Christ the Lord? Why not fix your mind on him? He will never fail you. No matter what circumstance you find yourself in, on the mound with the playoffs on the line, or in the middle of an ocean of doubt, looking for help, looking at a fresh start in life, or standing there, not even sure what your next step should be, focus on him. Embrace with renewed faith the hope that comes from the peace of Christ that is there for and within you today and every day for the rest of your life. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you. For my dear friends, I thank you for this reminder that in the midst of whatever, and we have a lot of those, remind us to fix our mind on you, to fix our thoughts on you, on what is good and honorable, what is excellent, to help us to remember that within us, your power and hope are there to guide and direct us. If we will just look within and then step out into all that you created us to be, with you and for you, as you use us to touch the world around us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for your Son. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.